Divine Office, Monday, Morning Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Blessing and honor and glory and power, wisdom and riches and strength evermore, give we to God who battles has won, whose are the kingdom, the crown, and the throne. Hear through the heavens the sound of God's name, while rings the earth with God's glory and fame. Forest and flower echo God's praises and tell of God's power. Ever ascending the song and the prayer, ever descending the love that we share.
All those who love your name will rejoice in you. Alleluia.
All those who love your name will rejoice in you. Alleluia.
To my words give ear, O Lord. Give heed to my groaning. Attend to the sound of my cries, my King and my God.
It is you whom I invoke, O Lord. In the morning you hear me. In the morning I offer you my prayer, watching and waiting.
You are no God who loves evil. No sinner is your guest. The boastful shall not stand their ground before your face.
You hate all who do evil. You destroy all who lie. The deceitful and bloodthirsty man the Lord detests.
But I, through the greatness of your love, have access to your house. I bow down before your holy temple, filled with awe.
Lead me, Lord, in your justice. Because of those who lie in wait, make clear your way before me.
No truth can be found in their mouths. Their heart is all mischief, their throat a wide open grave, all honey their speech.
All those you protect shall be glad and ring out their joy. You shelter them. In you they rejoice, those who love your name.
It is you who bless the just man, Lord. You surround him with favor, as with a shield.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All those who love your name will rejoice in you. Alleluia.
Yours is the kingdom, Lord, and yours the primacy over all the rulers of the earth. Alleluia.
Yours is the kingdom, Lord, and yours the primacy over all the rulers of the earth. Alleluia.
Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity.
Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory.
For all in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all.
Riches and honor are from you, and you have dominion over all. In your hands are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all.
Therefore, our God, we give you thanks, and we praise the majesty of your name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Yours is the kingdom, Lord, and yours the primacy over all the rulers of the earth. Alleluia.
The Lord is enthroned as King forever. Alleluia.
The Lord is enthroned as King forever. Alleluia.
O give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Adore the Lord in his holy court.
The Lord's voice resounding on the waters, the Lord on the immensity of waters. The voice of the Lord full of power, the voice of the Lord full of splendor.
The Lord's voice shattering the cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox.
The Lord's voice flashes flames of fire.
The Lord's voice shaking the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord's voice rending the oak tree and stripping the forest bare.
The God of glory thunders. In his temple they all cry, glory! The Lord sat enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits as king forever.
The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is enthroned as King forever. Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is, the word of faith which we preach. For if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Faith in the heart leads to justification. Confession on the lips to salvation.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and show myself to him. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel.
He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and show myself to him. Alleluia. The Father glorified Jesus and appointed him heir to all nations. Let us pray to him, saying,
Save us, Lord, through your victory.
Lord Christ, by your victory you broke the power of evil and destroyed sin and death.
Make us victorious over sin today.
Save us, Lord, through your victory.
You laid death low and brought us new life.
Grant that we may walk today in this new life.
Save us, Lord, through your victory.
You gave life to the dead and led mankind from death to life.
Give eternal life to all those we shall meet today.
Save us, Lord, through your victory.
You brought confusion on the guards at your tomb, but joy to your disciples.
Grant the fullness of joy to all who serve you.
Save us, Lord, through your victory.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
May your right hand, O Lord, we pray, encompass your family with perpetual help, so that, defended from all wickedness by the resurrection of your only begotten Son, we may make our way by means of your heavenly gifts. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.